right, welcome back to Who's Talking, final segment tonight. This is Jim Hopgood along with Frank Maloney. We're going to get everybody caught up on fall sports at UVA in a moment. But before we do that, Frank and I are going to give a little prediction as to what's going to happen this Saturday. And incidentally, Frank Maloney will be at Keenan Stadium going down there to witness this thing firsthand. So we'll get a full report from him next Wednesday night. I'm going to be optimistic. I think Al Groh, with the extra preparation time, this is a really, really important game, not only to the team but the program. I think we go down there as an underdog and find a way to get it done. So I'm going to go 24-21 Virginia.
I love it. I love that. I think I also predict that Virginia's going to get on the right side of the one-loss deal tonight or on Saturday. I think it's going to be a lower-scoring game. I'm going to predict, let's say, 17-13 Virginia.
I'll take it. You know, I'd take a one-point win, any kind of win.
Yep.
3-2, field goal over a safety. Unbelievably dull, but a W. But at any rate, let's go on to the fall sports update, Frank.
Let's roll. All right, men's soccer. The 12th-ranked Wahoos lost a tough 1-0 game to Clemson at Klockner on Saturday in a driving rainstorm. However, the Hoos bounced back with a big double overtime win last night against VCU. Chris Agorsor scored the winning goal off a feed from Greg Monaco of Virginia Beach to give us the 1-0 victory. Next up, they play the dreaded Tar Heels away this Friday. Men's tennis. Sanan Singh won the A2 flight of the UVA Invitational. Michael Shabazz won the A4 title. And Drew Courtney reached the A3 final. So, looks like the Wahoos are gearing up for another big year. Next up for them is the ITA All-American Championships in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Also, a shout-out to UVA grad Teddy Angelinos, who won his first pro tournament in Kos, Greece. Congratulations to him and the huge party that he probably threw down there in Greece. Men's golf. The 19th-ranked Hoos finished second in the VCU shootout at the Hermitage Country Club last week. Amory Davis and Ben Coles led the Hoos as they edged Wake Forest and Virginia Tech, among others. UVA grad Steve Marino continues to shine. He finished in the top 10 of the recent PGA Tour Championships last weekend in Atlanta. Women's golf. The number 9 Hoos finished 12th at the rain-shortened Mason Rudolph Invitational in Franklin, Tennessee. Next up, they travel down to Tar Heel Land to play in the Invitational down there on October the 9th. Men's baseball. The Orange and Blue World Series begins October the 5th, and they play games for about 7 straight days, sort of an inter-squad thing. And the CWS ACC title ring ceremony is scheduled for October 16th at Davenport Field. I'm pretty certain that game will sell out, so you might want to get up there. Women's soccer. The number 18 Hoos are 6-2-2 after beating Clemson 3-0 on Sunday. Chantel Jones of Midlothian continues to excel in the goal. Next up, the Hoos host Virginia Tech actually tonight at Klockner Stadium, and then they play Maryland on October the 8th. Women's field hockey. The number 3-ranked national Hoos are still undefeated, 10-0. They beat Boston College and Boston U by identical 2-0 scores last week. ACC Player of the Week Paige Selinsky and Inga Stockel have been scoring machines. The Hoos are off to the best start since 1979. Congrats to Coach Michelle Madison. Women's volleyball. They lost two very tough away matches against Miami and Florida State last weekend, although they probably had fun in the Sunshine State. Next up, they play Duke and Wake. Men's and women's cross country, they're going to compete in the George Mason Invitational this weekend.
All right, you know the pressure's on you going down to Chapel Hill. If you get down there and don't come back with a W, this may be your last road trip.
I'm the good luck charm. I'm going to save the day.
That's right. You may make all the rest of the road trips if the Cavs can figure out a way to win down in Chapel Hill. So definitely a big game. As I reflect on my trips to Chapel Hill, I had a few good ones, but a lot of bad ones. So at least that was basketball-wise. But nevertheless, be safe and enjoy yourself down there.
You know, interesting, looking at some of the recent results and some of the statistics and so forth, you know, the ACC schedule hadn't even begun. And I know Virginia is off to a terrible start, but you know what? A victory down in Chapel Hill on Saturday against a team that only scored 7 points last week No reason to think Virginia can't turn this thing around.
All right, time to thank our sponsors. So let's begin with sponsor West End Orthopedic Clinic.
TGI Fridays of Richmond.
The law firm of LeClaire Ryan.
Janie Montgomery Scott's John Maloney and Bill Jeter.
Virginia Athletics Foundation.
TheSaber.com.
CapTech Ventures.
Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists.
The Westin Hotel.
And Kelleher Heating and Air.
All right, we'll be back with you again next Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Frank Maloney and I will be here, and hopefully news of a Virginia football victory.
You know, we have, hopefully Ray Roberts will be in the house with Joe Sroba. We're working on that. Also, we know for a fact that we're going to have Dr. Jody Smith coming on board to talk about the UVA injury situation.
As well as Michael Phillips, I believe, from the Richmond Times-Dispatch. So long, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Take care, guys.